come forever and ever and ever. And ever and ever. One forever and ever and ever.
Folks, before we get started with the homemade broadcast, I want to tell you quickly about nttfitness.com. What is that? Well, I'm glad you asked. If you're like me, if you're like most Americans, you're fat, you're lazy, you want food, and you want it now. You're hungry, you're going to go through the Burger King drive-thru, and you're going to get one of those dollar tacos because you want to see what all the fuss is about, and you're disappointed, and you should be. You should be ashamed of yourself. NTT Fitness is a food delivery service, but it's not just food, it's good food, and it's good for you. If you use my code LEVELUP15, you'll get 15% off your first order. There's macros, there's micros, it's stuff you should put in your body. NTTFitness.com. LEVELUP15, 15% off your first order. All right, let's start the show.
Beach Drive, Rob Park, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com. RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
If you were a program director, ops manager, which you are de facto, but no, yeah. No one admits it, and you say like, "Hey, Mike's going to replace somebody. This is going to be who is it going to be?"
I would probably get rid of. I would keep Anna and Will because I think they're both good. But I would get rid of that show. We'd probably put some syndicated programming on it, was cheaper, and then I'd add them to different shows.
Oh, okay.
I think Will is a prize that nobody's discovered yet.
Yeah, he's a diamond in the rough for sure.
Yeah, I would put him on a different show and give him more exposure. But that's the first thing that I would do. So you can't reverse these things on me because I have no problem saying what's on my mind.
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
I'm Bert Kreischer, and you're listening to the Homemade Broadcast.
Personnel, this is CBTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3...
Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio on RadioCP.com. My name is Will Koontz. Welcome back to the program. 813-693-2124 is the voice and text line. HMBRadio.com is the website. Please do check that out. I try to update it. I try. I'm doing the best I can, okay? Coming up later on the show, I got this guy that I hate. I don't hate him. I don't even know him. But he writes for one of the local weekly mags around here. And he just tweeted something, and it just set me off. I shouldn't bother with Twitter. By the way, follow me on Twitter, home_made_man, because I think it's a good time. I think I'm a valuable follow, an underrated follow. I try not to waste your time. I'm not posting food pics. I'm not posting pictures of me. I don't do that. I've seen myself, and nobody wants to see that. I know. So I'm not gonna do that to you. I'm on Instagram too. I try to post funny stuff. So I think it's funny. It makes me laugh. That's the standard that I has. It has to make me laugh in order to post it. So I'm not going to waste your time. Home underscore made underscore man. Follow Radio St. Pete too. Radio STPETE on Instagram and Twitter. So yeah, I don't know what I'm doing with this Twitter thing, man. It's not a good place to have any sort of discussion whatsoever. And people do it. Nobody's on, you know, I think it's like, I don't know how many percent. I heard somebody told me the other day, but it's less than 10% of people are actually on Twitter and using it actively. It's useless. But unfortunately, you know, being a person, it sounds like such a douchey thing to say, but being a person in the media, you kind of have to have it. So I do. And I try just to have fun on there. You know, it's hard not to give your opinion on stuff sometimes, but at least if I do, I try to be a dick about it. Be funny, at least, about it. I'm not going to have a serious discussion. And I know better, but I ended up engaging with a few people on Twitter this week. And I just wanted to try to see what it was like, because I usually don't. I mean, unless it's about just something fun. And I had this, I was doing the Johnny B show, and this guy from Motorworks Brewing came in, Barry, the marketing director over there, came in with some beers. They had a bunch of news where they were in the, they were on Ellen, and they were, some lady, like, found her dog because of these cans they released that had, like, pictures of adoptable dogs that are available for adoption. So they just had a great week. They had, like, $2 million in free press that they got. And Barry brought in some beers, and I was drinking some of these beers during the Johnny B show, and I saw this. It was the State of the Union. Trump gave his State of the Union. Oh, yeah, that's over. Impeachment's over. He's acquitted, which everybody knew was going to happen. Even the people who are still in denial knew that this was going to happen. And so he gave a speech, and they said something. I don't even remember exactly what it said, but they were talking about the ACA, the Affordable Care Act. Now, every candidate on the Democratic side that I've heard about is actively trying to get rid of that and has their own plan, whether it's Medicare for All or I don't even know. But I know they're trying to get rid of that thing because it's terrible. It stinks. And I just made that comment. I didn't even take a stance on it. I just said that. I don't even know why I said it. It didn't need to be said. Nobody cares. But I did, and I just said, yeah, every candidate is running for something different on that to try to replace it. And then some guy just goes, no. No? What do you mean no? No, that's a lie. A lie? You don't know what you're talking about, sir. And this just, and then we went back and forth a little bit. And so what I tried to do, I was like, can we at least, like, agree on anything before we start this conversation? Because it's very, everybody's on the defensive. You know, I was too. I was on the defensive. So I threw some question out, like, can we at least agree on this? And then they fought me on that. And I was like, all right, you know what? Take care of yourself. Be well. See you later. And I muted that person. So I don't want to lose a follower, of course. So I just muted them so I don't have to interact with them anymore. But I don't want to interact with, like, I didn't be forced. You're not forced to interact. You can't just block. But muting's better because it's even more passive aggressive. You know, if they ever do try to contact you, you'll never see it. No, I have no idea. So I did that. And then there was some other, Mike Calta tweeted out this thing. Just people are just so unfair. That's what the Stay Woke segment's going to be about too later, in their criticism of especially politics in this country. It's so tribal, and it's just like, I'm a justice person. I understand that there's criticisms that need to be said, or can be said anyways, about these people that run our country and our world, but they're just so unfair. So this dude, Mike Deason, I think is his name. He used to be on Channel 10 here. He used to be an investigative reporter. He tweeted at VP Pence. These people are going to see these things. They're not going to see it, number one, but it just makes the poster feel better, which irritates me. Just so you get to just talk to this person. It shouldn't be this easy to get a hold of people, but it is. It's super easy. And I know that, you know, Pence isn't going to see that, obviously, but I don't know. It's just the fact that you take the time. Like, I see my friends do it, too. They're like, asshole, you know, these politicians. And you're like, especially national ones. Local ones might see it, but the national ones certainly are not going to see it. And it's just like, shut up. Shut up. Just stop. So this guy, Mike Deason, tweeted at VP Pence and said that he is, that Jesus would be ashamed of him and his Christian values are not showing through with his imprisoning of children and his stance on, I don't know, I think he mentioned something about gays. I don't know. And I don't want to stick up for these people. This is another thing we're going to come back to later. I don't want to stick up for Mike Pence. I don't know him. He's probably a douche. But just to say, like, Pence is a religious guy. He goes to church very regularly, probably every weekend. Brings his bowl cut heaven wife with him. And to say that, and then I look up Mike Deason, too. Mike Deason is Jewish. Not that there's anything wrong with that. By the way, half my family's Jewish. I'm just saying, okay? He's of a different religion. If I were to guess, I would say Mike Pence knows more about the Bible than Mike Deason, who's a Jewish man. And I made that comment, and then some stranger, you don't have to be of a particular religion to have an opinion. Yes, I understand that, but it helps. Because my point was, it seems like a lot of these people who invoke Jesus to throw back in these people's faces who are religious are either atheist or, in this case, of another religion who don't really know, who don't believe in Jesus. So you want to believe in him when it's convenient so you can throw it in somebody's face. It's just annoying. So I go, okay, well, I'll try to interact with this guy too. Let's see how reasonable people are online. Let's do an experiment. And I said, so let me just ask you this. Who's going to know more about the Bible? A guy who goes to church, reads the Bible regularly, and brings his bowl cut having wife to church every Sunday? Or a Jewish guy? Now, that's an easy answer. It's not a trick question. Obviously, the guy who reads the Bible is going to have a better understanding of it, of that nonsense. And then they go to these extreme. Then people will do this. Take their arguments to a, well, maybe he's a graduated in theology. Did you ever think of that? Yes, I've thought of that. But is that really possible? I mean, is it possible? Sure, it's possible. Is it probable? No, it's not. Mike Deason was in television, local television. I don't think he went to school for theology. So they won't even give you a little bit. So, and then at that point, if you can't even agree on that, then goodbye. Conversation's over. Again, muted. Never see that person again. But I'm going to go back to just clowning. I'm going back to clowning. I'm making fun of politics if I do. I like politics and stuff, so it's hard to stay away from it. I'm interested in it. It's fascinating. It's a great time to be alive. The whole system is crumbling. It's beautiful. Beautiful. So I like to clown. It's fun. So it's either, it's just going to be that and jokes now over there. So follow me over there, @home_made_man. The Homemade Broadcast is brought to you by Truvy Salon and Spa, TRU, V as in Victory, Y, salonandspa.com, 8908 4th Street North, Unit B, right here in St. Petersburg. The Botox ladies come in. Is there any holidays coming up? Ooh, Valentine's Day. Uh-oh. Yeah, Valentine's Day. You better get your hair cut and styled. If a guy's going to take you out to dinner on Valentine's Day and spend double of what it usually costs to go through the crowd and make the reservations, you could at least shave your downstairs and get your hair done and your nails done. We're investing money. I'm not. I don't have a Valentine. But some guys do. And they're going to invest the money. They're going to buy you something special because you expect it. Don't get me anything. Yeah, that's a lie, guys. You have to get her something. So why don't you go get your hair done and reciprocate the best that you can? Because even though, you know, your vagina is not a present. For some reason, a lot of you think that it is, especially on Valentine's Day. So if you're gonna give that as a gift, at least take care of it, manicure. I don't think Chrissy will trim that for you, but you can ask. Maybe style it up. I don't know. Do it 8908 4th Street North, Unibee. Make your appointment today. TruVitSalonAndSpa.com.
This is the Homemade Broadcast. This is RadioCPete.com.
The other thing I want to talk about real quick before we get to the clip is Comedy Central. What in the hell is going on with Comedy Central? I grew up with it. I made my bubby buy me the premium package on Time Warner Cable so I could watch stand-up comedy. It was the first time I saw Marc Maron. It was the first time I saw John Panette. Premium Blend was out there. And they played stand-up special. It was great. I don't know what the hell. They still play comedy-ish stuff. I'm on their Instagram, and I don't understand what's going on. It's bad. Most of it's bad, bad stuff. My friend Zach sends me stuff every once in a while, and I watch it, and I just go, where's the joke? Like, I know you're not supposed to pick apart jokes. Jokes are there. They're put out there. They're pieces of art. And you're going to like some, and you're not going to like some. But even the ones I don't like, you could usually find some merit in them. But there's no punchlines with these things. He sent me this one. This person is named Molly Austin. I don't know you. I don't know Molly. I've never heard of her. And I'm probably going to get crap because I'm picking on a lady because that's a hate crime now. But I'm sorry. This stinks. Listen to this.
I'm going to be a really good stepmom someday. Yeah. I got a stepmom vibe, right? Love every other weekend and on the holidays? Yes, please, you know? And I'll take you out. I'll take you to the park. I'll take you to the park, you know? I'm taking you out. And you'll give me a little bit of attitude, but I won't care because I'm fucking your dad, right? It's pretty much my dating status right now. It's just like a crow in the branches of an old oak tree, just like waiting for your parents' marriage to dissolve so I can just like swoop down and caw, fuck your dad.
What? Where's the punchline? There's no joke. What is that? You're a crow and you're gonna F the dad. That's the joke? What? I don't understand. I don't understand. Maybe I'm just getting old. And then there was this one that my buddy sent me today. Some of them are, and I will say, some of them are good. Like, I saw Bill Burr's on here. There's some really good comics. There's, I was going to say Amy Schumer. She used to be good. When Jeselnik wrote for her, she was good. But there are some good ones, but most of them are just so bad. Listen to this one. This person's name is Jay Jordan. Hold on, let me confirm. Jay Jordan is his name. And all right, so let's check this out.
I like straight people. I do a lot of straight outreach, usually at urinals. just handing out pamphlets, don't get crazy. Okay, here's a little bit of honesty. I used to be straight, then I got better. Yeah, there's a vaccine for it. Did you know? That's right, vaccines don't cause autism. Vaccines make your kids gay. And by that, I mean they let your child live long enough to figure it out. Thank you, because last week I did that joke for what I can only describe as a very pro-polio crowd, so between you and me, I'm just happy that joke still has legs.
What? Your joke is that being gay is the normal thing? That's not true. I know, it's just a joke. I get it. It's a joke. But the joke is that the punchline is that being gay is normal? And being straight is weird. I get the juxtaposition, I guess. But what the hell is going on with Comedy Central? They started with many people. They got them that exposure. They needed great comedians. And now it's just
like all comedians, at least 75% of it anyway. I keep up with comedy. I don't know who any of these people are. And maybe I should. Oh my God. I mean, it is brutal, man. Brutal. I don't know where comedy is heading. I know it's like if you look at the popular comedians who they are, they're not any of these people. It's, you know, Tom Segura, it's Burt Kreischer, it's Bill Burr. Louis C.K. will be back eventually once everybody's finally forgets that he's a weirdo creep and not a rapist. I'm not gonna have that fight anymore. God, I found myself defending Harvey Weinstein. He's a pig. He's not a nice man, okay? But if it's a lady that says she was assaulted sexually and then goes back and hangs out with him again next week, what the hell? Is there no accountability there? I know there's no perfect victim, my God. But it goes too far. The pendulum swings too far. Ugh. So if you look at the popular comedians, the ones that are doing well, they are good comedians, and the market speaks, you know, people buy tickets. So I'm not upset with the state of comedy or anything. It's just I'm upset with stupid. I'm not upset. I'm just disappointed. I'm just disappointed. Like, they care. I am, though. What are you doing? Why are you trying to force this stuff? There's no punchlines. There is no joke. Why are you trying to force this on us? I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, though. 813-693-2124. I leave it open to being wrong. I don't think I am. I try to think things through. I'm pretty good at seeing the other sides of arguments, I think. But maybe not. Let me know. What's going on here? 813-693-2124.
The Homemade Broadcast is on RadioSaintPete.com.
The Homemade Broadcast is brought to you by HomemadePodcast.com. Homemade Podcast is a media consulting company focusing especially on podcasts. If you are interested in starting one, don't know how, I can help you. Visit HomemadePodcasts.com or leave me a message at 813-693-2124. If you're a local business that would like to reach new and existing clientele, audio podcasts are a great way to do that. HomemadePodcast.com. Or if you would like to donate, yeah, I'll cut my hands for your donations. Go to HMBRadio.com. There's a tip jar thing there, and it's got my PayPal and Venmo. If you enjoy the program and would like to show your appreciation monetarily, hey, that would be great. Appreciate it. HMBRadio.com. So this week on Stay Woke, we were talking about crappy, stupid local media that I can't stand. I hate the national media. I think that they are not only have a bias, but a narrative that they're trying to push, and the internet has exposed that because you're free to get all this information. Most people aren't going to do that, and I don't blame you, really, because it's very exhausting to find out or try to find out, get some sort of grasp on reality. And a lot of these local, you know, brands and outlets don't make it easy for you either. So we're talking a little bit about that, about how fun politics is now. You can listen to Stay Woke at midnights, weeknights, on 102.5 The Bone. You can get the Bone app. If you're not up that late, just search 102.5 The Bone in the iTunes or Google Play Store. You can listen at theboneonline.com, or you can just tune into your radio, 102.5 The Bone FM. All right, let's check out this clip from Stay Woke. It's a really fun time to be in the politics. If you like just laughing at stuff and making fun of these people, holy cow, is there a lot to make fun of. And poor, like, the media will fact check the press, and they fact check everything that he says. He said this thing about Mike Bloomberg. He did an interview with Hannity, and he's saying that Mike Bloomberg needs a stool in order to stand to get over the podium for the debates. Obviously, he's just making fun of Mike Bloomberg.
Yeah.
But the press goes, oh, we got to fact check this. So Brian Stetler from CNN did this thing where he's like, there's no corroborating evidence that Mike Bloomberg is going to need a stool. And you go, guys, he's just a dick. Just laugh at it. It's funny. Can you just get, but people can't get out of their team. They can't get out of their tribe.
It's classic tribalism. I know that you said that word. It's 100% what it is.
It is politics, is sports for dorks.
And I think it's unfortunate, too, because along with tribalism, we also live in an age where people have to Google their own opinions. People, like, it's...
You should.
It's
I don't
similar
think people
in
do.
A sense.
People get the... Brett, what I notice is people get their political opinions from memes on Facebook, which are hyperbolic at best, if not completely false.
Well, right.
At worst.
I have talked to another person who does a podcast, and they say, they have told me, I don't watch sports. I just listen to 10 minutes of a sports podcast, hear a controversial take, and I run with it. Mm. And that's how people base all of their opinions nowadays. You just kind of find something that sounds like you might agree with it, and then you just run with it, regardless of how right or confident you are in yourself that you know the source material. It's just why I don't get involved in politics.
Yeah, and I guess that's better. I feel like you should know kind of what's going on. This lady I work with, she knows nothing. She didn't know who the vice president was. And I'm like, how, you know, and she's not like some ditzy 20-year-old. You know, she's a woman. She's a senior citizen. She should know that she's 60-something years
old. She's too old to care.
I don't know if that's the case. I mean, she should care.
She knows her day is coming.
Medicare or whatever. She's got government programs that she's dependent on. She should know who the vice president is, for God's sakes. But, I mean, I get it. I would rather that than people be uber confident and not know anything where they get their information, which, fair enough. But I'm just so sick. I'm sick of defending stupid politicians, too, that I don't even know who they are. There's this guy I hate that writes for Creative Loafing here, and I'm sure he's probably a nice person. I know some of these people. I know Ray Roa. He's the editor-in-chief over there. I knew Scott Harrell. He was the former editor-in-chief. Like, friendly with these people. I wouldn't say we're friends, but we're friendly. I used to help produce their podcast for them. Nice people, but they're nuts. They're totally in a team. They got their squad that they're into. And this guy, Colin Wolf is his name, is just abysmal. And what bothers me about him is I think he knows better, but he still just says the dumbest. I'm not signed in on Twitter here. Let me find it on my phone.
I'm assuming it has to do with politics, but just so I can confirm.
Yeah.
This is not the same guy who said that the Bucks would probably lose to the XFL Tampa Bay Vipers. Okay.
No.
All right, just making sure.
That was a different guy. No, this guy just writes about, you know, Florida politics and stuff. And he's not – the thing that bothers me about him – like, I'm okay with you having a team. That makes sense to me. But can you at least be fair in your criticism of the other team? I know there's stuff to criticize. I totally get it. Every side has something that's not perfect. I totally understand. But this dude, he wrote last week about this politician, Anthony Sabatini, I think his name is. He's a congressman, state congressman in Florida here. I don't know anything about him. I know he's a Republican. That's all I know. Mm-hmm. So the first thing that bugs me is he calls this guy far right. What is your evidence that he's a Republican?
Labels,
doesn't mean he's far right.
Labels for everybody nowadays is just the easiest option.
That's just,
I mean,
your
if
own...
you see one opinion, then that automatically means that person is all of the above, you know? This person is automatically
far right-wing. It's just an easy way to win. It's an easy way to win to label somebody saying, well, you don't want to be in cahoots with somebody that's on the far right, do you? Well, who gets to determine that?
Right.
And then the answer is him, apparently. I've seen him do this, too, where he'll write an article, and then he'll cite himself. He'll put a little link, like, according to reports, and
me.
Then it's an article that he wrote. And I go, like, I don't know if he went to journalism school. I didn't go to journalism school. I'm a justice guy. The only thing that bothers me about this is it's not fair. I get the criticism, but this criticism is not fair. He's talking about this, I guess this Sabatini guy put forward some sort of bill about trans kids. I don't have an opinion about it. I don't know enough about it, but it was something about blocking kids who identify as trans from getting hormone blockers.
Yeah, I did see that just recently.
And I don't know enough about it. With stuff like that, I'm like, let the doctors and scientists figure that out. And the problem with that is you got scientists and doctors on either side of that debate. So I don't know what the answer is. They need to have that debate, though, and figure out what the right answer is. I don't know if we should be stopping this. I don't know if it's a good thing. I don't know if it does more damage. Obviously, you don't want these people to suffer. But, you know, in the long run, it might be better if they don't have the treatment. I always say just let's err on the side of let's wait and find out what the right thing to do is. But I don't know. I don't have an opinion on it. But this dude put out this tweet, this Colin Wolf guy. The far-right lawmaker in Florida, when your anti-trans bill loses support, you can just immediately start retweeting anti-science climate change BS. He used a naughty word. And then the tweet in question is from this guy. I don't even know who this is. Nicholas Tombolides. And he says that just a reminder that the people who count heads in a gymnasium has also promised to lower the temperature of planet Earth. That's not anti-science. That's what that's making fun of is the Iowa caucus that just went down that totally they'd screwed it up. What they're saying is these people aren't even competent enough to run a caucus in Iowa and they want to take control of. I've heard this analogy used with healthcare today. I've heard it used with climate change. It's just a talking point. It's something saying this party is incompetent. You don't want to give them this sort of power because they're not going to know what to do with it. Mm-hmm. It's not anti-climate change. What are you talking about? And just the framing of that is just enraging to me because it's just not fair. And it bothers me. And this guy just gets to write this stuff and people read it. Nobody really reads it. Some people are reading it, though. And for people, they're just confirming their beliefs. It's confirmation bias. Yes, this guy is a far-right politician. We need to get him out of office. Vote him out if you want to. That's what the system's for. But I just don't like that this guy just gets to say whatever bull crap comes to his mind.
You know, and it's funny because it seems like this is the only comparison that I always make. But if I have to compare this back to sports, I mean, you look at the talking heads who get paid hundreds of thousands every single year who clearly don't know what the hell they're talking about. But because they have a platform and they have people paying attention to them, they get the money, they get the deals, they get the recognition, the credentials, whatever it may be. You know, I'm looking at guys like Colin Cowherd. Stephen A. Smith sometimes. I mean, he actually just had Stephen A. Smith. You know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, sure.
He had this whole thing just recently with Joe Rogan because he was doing coverage for ESPN Plus after the Conor McGregor fight. And Joe Rogan called him out because Stephen A. did not know what the hell he was talking about when it came to MMA. But because he has that platform and he's already a quote-unquote sports guy, they kind of just threw him into that atmosphere and people believed what he said because if they don't know any better, they're going to see this guy in a suit who does, and they're going to assume he's right. Yeah. So, I mean, that's kind of what I gather from this. I know it's a little different because politics are involved.
Well, it's people that, you know, are able to have an opinion. I guess the main difference is that this could potentially influence people to go to the ballot box and actually make you know, decisions that maybe they aren't really informed about. They're just going off of people's opinion.
Because they read a lot of creative loafing?
No, I mean, you know, this guy is just a local guy I just kind of like to pick on because I just think he's a douche.
I did see his picture. He does kind of look like a douche.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, whatever, looks are looks. But, you know, he just puts out stuff that's trash. And I just hate the way they frame their arguments because you can frame anything however you want. And that tweet today was a good example. Like, he's obviously making a comparison to the caucus being a total disaster.
Mm.
And he makes it into it. Oh, this guy's anti-science? Like, it's just not fair, dude.
813-693-2124 is the voice and text line. Stay Woke Midnights, 102.5 The Bone. If you want some Stay Woke stickers or some HMB radio stickers or both, I can do that for you. They're very nice, very high quality. I was very happy with the way they turned out. Just DM me, home_made_man on Instagram or Twitter, or you can email me, thehomemadebroadcast@radiosaintpete.com, and of course, hmbradio.com. Subscribe to the podcast if you haven't. Just put in HMB, Hotel Mike Bravo, radio, all one word, on iTunes and Stitcher. You know, tell a friend about it. That really helps. Word of mouth is the best form of advertising, so appreciate you doing that. And with that, I will leave you. If you're listening on Radio St. Pete, stay tuned. Frank Rivera's Jazz Show is coming up next, followed by the Indie Circuit. And if you're listening on podcast, thanks. Like I said, tell a friend about it. It really helps. Thank you so much. My name is Will Koontz. This has been HMB Radio on RadioSt.Pete.com. I will talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.